Good morning from the KGEZ Good Morning Show. It's Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple of 4-H'ers with us today. Jocelyn Habaker. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning, Jocelyn.
Yeah, and also we've got Ranger with us here. How are you, Ranger?
Good.
Good. You need to get right up on that mic, young man. You go.
You can pull the mic in closer to him.
Yeah.
Anyway, and your last name is Hafer?
Yes.
Hey, okay. How about that? I pronounced it right.
Okay. What does 4-H stand for?
The 4-H's are head, heart, hands, and health.
See?
Yeah. It hasn't changed since you were a kid, huh?
Nope. It sure hasn't. How long have you been in 4-H, Jocelyn?
I've been in 4-H for 10 years.
Whoa. Wow. So you must be, what, 12 years old?
No, I'm 16.
All right. I'm giving you a bad time, but that's all right. What about you, Ranger?
So I've been doing 4-H for 3 years, and I'm 11.
Okay.
What brought you guys to 4-H? We'll start with you, Ranger.
My brother started doing this, and my mom said maybe it could be a good thing that we can try, and it's awesome so far.
All right. And you, Jocelyn?
Well, our neighbor, she was a 4-H leader, and one day I just decided to go over to her house, and she introduced me to 4-H.
Do you guys live on farms?
A little farm.
Little farm?
Yeah.
All right. You know, when I went to school, I was your age, I was over at Hedges. And, some of the guys were, living in town like me. We were in Scouts. And my friends who lived slightly out of town, they were in 4-H. And we kept comparing notes. My deal's better. Well, my project's better.
Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite project?
Mine is hogs.
You like hogs?
Mm-hmm. Hogs, yeah.
Yep.
Have you raised one yet? All the way?
Yeah, I've raised them for 7 years for the fair.
See, and everybody likes bacon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you get a good price for it?
Yeah, I did.
Wow. All right. And did you make money? That's the key.
Yeah.
You made money too, so wow, that's even better.
And you have to kind of keep track of all your expenses and project things, feed and everything.
Yeah.
It's a whole program.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Ranger? What's your project?
I do hogs as well.
Oh.
For animals, and then I do other things like sewing. I did a little bit of something called robotics, and I do something with my friends called small engines.
Did you raise a hog for the stock show?
Yes.
Did you? How did it go?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. You made money?
Yeah.
All right. That's the key.
That's the objective.
Yeah, it sure is. Boy, this stock show this year was huge, and they had so many animals. Did you feel like you were a little crowded out of the big building there?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Did you sleep with your hog?
No.
No, you
didn't. Just like.
How about you, Ranger? Did you?
No, but they're cute.
A lot of people did, I hear.
Cute and friendly, so.
Yeah. And, well, let's talk about some of the other parts of 4-H that you really like, because there's so much about growing up that 4-H helps you to do.
Mm-hmm. 4-H has taught me a lot of things, taught me like communication, because I used to be a really quiet kid, and now I'm better at talking to people and going out and talking to businesses for donations and things.
Wow, all right. Where do you go to school?
Flathead.
You go to Flathead, all right. And you go to?
Creston Elementary.
Well, I could tell that. He's got the Creston Tigers shirt on. You're a Tiger, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Good enough. What about you? You do sewing?
Yes.
Are there many guys doing sewing?
Not exactly, but it's still cool.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I tell you, it's a good thing to know, particularly when you lose a button.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got a coat with a button missing. I wish I'd brought it with me today.
Yeah. When I went in the military and I got promoted, I had to sew the stripe on my sleeve, the stripes. I couldn't make that thing sit straight to save my life. I was up half the night doing that, so I'm glad I learned how to sew somewhere. Okay. Well, did you sew clothes for yourself? Or?
No, but it teaches me how to sew, and I appreciate it. It's not quite hand sewing. I'm probably going to learn that eventually, but it's basically I get a sewing machine. They set us up with a project that we have to do and that we will make it with the sewing. Sometimes I need a little bit of help. Sometimes I don't.
Yeah, I like threading the needle.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's hard.
Yeah.
You know, oh boy. So talk about some of the other things you've learned, Jocelyn.
Well, in our club, we do cooking club. So every meeting, we'll get together and do different cooking ideas. And then January, we have like a food fair at the fairgrounds, and you get to cook meals for judges, and they get judged on. And I really enjoy doing that, and it's taught me a lot how to cook for myself.
So what did you do for the fair?
For this year at the fair, I did a bunch of like baking, like banana bread cookies.
Ooh.
And then cinnamon rolls.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
See, now you're in the baking club. I'm in the eating club. It sounds really
Robin good. Robin will help you anytime you need it with this part of it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you don't have any problem finding volunteers.
No.
No. All right. What do you like best about being at Flathead?
Flathead, it's just like all the ag kids are there mostly, and just being close together with everyone there.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be in the ag program?
Yeah, I'm in the ag program and in FFA and all that.
So you're doing the whole route. Are you thinking maybe that you might want to go into agriculture as a career?
Yeah, I think so. I'd like to go to MSU for college, possibly.
Mm-hmm. And what part of agriculture would you like to do?
Probably just raise animals and mm-hmm. some like that.
Yeah, so just find yourself a farm, huh?
Yeah.
Or maybe the one that your folks have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The family farm that I live on, the guy that sold me the property adjacent to it for our cabin, he is, what do you call it? He went oceanographer.
Oh, oceanographer. Okay.
Yeah, it's the perfect thing for a farmer, you know.
Yeah, really. A lot of oceans out here in Montana, that's right. Right? All right, Ranger, talk to me. What do you like best about 4-H?
That I can show my hog, I can have fun and see the ribbons that I can get for the projects I do, mm-hmm. and I also enjoy making friends with a bunch of people who do the same stuff I do.
Many folks at Creston in 4-H?
Hmm?
Many people at Creston School in 4-H with you?
Not many, but some of them were.
Mm-hmm. They just haven't figured out how cool it is yet, huh?
I guess so.
Now, what was the name of your hog?
Did you name your hog?
Yes. I'm trying to remember real quick.
Yeah, because he's gone now.
Yeah. Well, it could be. Pork chop. I don't know.
That's not nice, Robert.
Yeah. What was yours?
Mine was Rosie.
Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Did it? How'd you feel when he sold?
I mean, it was exciting and also sad, but that's what they're there for, is to raise them and sell them. But you do get attached.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you have to learn that lesson mm-hmm. if you have any future in farming, right?
Yeah.
How about you? Did you handle it okay when your hog sold?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were okay with it? You are you thinking you'd like to be in agriculture when you grow up?
Yes. Yeah. And now I remember the name of my hog.
Oh, what was it?
Bandit.
Bandit. Okay.
Yeah, I love it. So you guys are going to do a new family orientation this Saturday. Jocelyn, tell us what that's about.
Well, at the family orientation, we're going to have demonstrations of like all the projects, so hogs, sheep, beef, rabbits, chickens. It's going to be lots of fun.
So this is a great opportunity for anybody who is thinking about being in 4-H to come and find out what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and where is the orientation then?
It's going to be at the fairgrounds.
Oh, okay.
Which building, you know?
At the Country Kitchen.
Oh, the Country Kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh, one of my favorite places.
I know where that is.
Yeah, I'll bet you do, Robin. So you're going to be there. And Ranger, you going to be there?
I have a soccer tournament that I have to attend to.
Mm.
But if I did not have a soccer tournament that day, I would be there.
All right.
Okay.
So what position do you play in soccer?
It's a mix of them. They think I'm good as a defender, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is like, one of the back ones.
Oh, you do the backfield?
Yeah.
My son did midfield until he figured out he was doing all the running.
Yeah, it's just I did a little bit of midfielder, and in the past couple games, they signed me up as defender most of the time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Gosh, you guys, it's wonderful meeting you, and I'm glad that you're that 4-H is alive and well here in the Flathead. I know growing up, it was a very big part of my friends' lives, and you guys just do such cool projects and do such cool things. Anything else you'd like to tell us, Jocelyn?
Well, our Flathead County livestock judging team for 4-H, we get to go to Denver Nationals. We're going to have a fundraiser at the Moose Lodge in Whitefish at 6:30 November 4th. We're going to have an auction and spaghetti dinner.
Now the Denver auction, is that the international stock show in Denver?
Yeah.
Now, Robin and I have been a part of that a few times
when
we lived there. So, have you been to the Denver stock show before?
No, we haven't.
Well, you prepare yourself.
Yeah.
It is huge, massive.
Yeah. Yeah. Very excited.
Yeah, I'll bet. All right. Sure. Hey, Rafer, anything else you want to leave with us?
Everyone who's listening to this should try and join 4-H.
All right.
Because it is an awesome experience.
All right. Ranger Haver and Jocelyn Hobaker, thank you guys so much for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting us be able to be on this.
Sure. Glad to do it. Okay.